This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The Clinic. Free advice right here.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
We are talking beauty this hour because it is big business, not around the world only, but here in the UAE, apparently worth 2.2 billion dirhams in 2017. This is according to Euromonitor International and set to hit 2.7 billion dirhams by 2021. But with products promising to smooth wrinkles and zap zits and even lighten skin, well, we're going to bust some myths this afternoon and we are going to be answering your questions too. So we're joined by Aisha Awad, esthetician and the Managing Director of Medico Beauty. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Helen.
So I need to ask you, if you could have any author here in Dubai, who would you like to see?
I feel like this is my guilty pleasure. It would be the author of Love, Eat, Pray, Elizabeth Gilbert.
Why is that a guilty pleasure?
Because it's so, you know, just yoga and all that.
It's
sort of
pasta.
Food.
Oh, and going to Bali and falling in love.
40 plus midlife crisis. So bit of an omen for me.
Well, I am really keen to talk to you about skincare, which is lucky because I've got you for a whole hour, Aisha. When did your interest in skincare start?
From a very early age. Fortunately, I come from a family where my father's actually a plastic surgeon and my mum's an aesthetic nurse. So I was never short of ingredients and things to experiment with, which did lead to some horrific disasters.
Really?
I was quite red-faced from an early age, but I've managed over the years to really perfect now my routine. And
I wanted to hear about the routine because I met somebody last night, saw a friend who has been a beauty blogger for a long time, worked in magazines, is lucky enough to be sent lots of samples and all that stuff, and yet I still like her. And she told me she's got a 14-step beauty regimen in the evening. 14 steps. I'm like a two-step if I'm not too exhausted. I'm being totally genuine. What is your regime?
Well, I have to say a lot of those really in-depth regimens come down to having magnifying mirrors in your bathroom,
which I think
make you close to obsessive around your pores. So I just suggest, even for myself, a really good cleanser. And I'm going to be talking a lot about that today, getting back to basics, using plant-based ingredients that are active. I'm at an age now where, you know, I am reaching my 40s. And
you look about 22.
I'm 38.
Get out.
I still have the mindset of a 12-year-old, so I have to sometimes watch myself. But simplicity, using active ingredients, and, you know, it's never been a better time. The technology and innovation now, it's like your iPhone. We've just taken massive leaps into advancing what you can buy in the shops and even online.
Now let's start with cleansing because it is normally the first step for many people.
Yeah.
What are the best cleansing methods for different types of skin?
Well, I think a lot of people complain about feeling tightness after cleansing, and that is a sign that the cleanser you're using at the moment isn't suited to your skin. So there are ingredients in our cleansers that we need to avoid, like sodium lauryl sulfate, which is a detergent. Now, if you are someone who has that tight sensation and you feel on the dry side, oil cleansers are going to be fantastic for you. You can use a gel cleanser as well. Look for an ingredient like lactic acid, which is from yogurt. It will also brighten and hydrate your skin. And then you were saying about using a cleansing cloth. I actually find that sometimes that can be a bit too harsh because it takes out the natural oils from the skin. So everything that we're doing should be feeding the skin in the same way as if you were eating a very nutritious meal. You want those ingredients to go in, not taking things out.
Got Aisha Awad here answering your questions about all things skin. Fatima saying, any advice on how to get even facial skin tone, especially around the mouth and under the eyes?
And this is a big question because so many of us, you know, we have more sunshine here in the UAE. And if you have a skin type that you're more likely to tan when you're in the sun, you're like 90% likely to see pigmentation. So around the eye area, the skin is a lot more delicate. Avoid using eye makeup removers, toners that have alcohol in them, anything that's going to irritate your skin, because that redness combined with sun will result in you seeing dark circles.
How do we get the eye makeup off then?
Well, your oil cleanser, you know, and there's microfiber mitts, which are amazing because they're completely chemical free and the surface area of that mitt is greater. So you're going to remove and really give your skin a deep cleanse without introducing any irritants. And I think really like 90% of the time, my advice to people is about stop doing this, eliminate these things and find better alternatives. So around the mouth area, you know, the rest of the face, there are active ingredients like vitamin A, which is now found in cosmetics. It's called retinol. That would be my go-to for treating pigmentation, 100%.
Okay. The Clinic, free advice right here.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Now, the global cosmetic product market was valued at a whopping $532.43 billion in 2017, and it's expected to nearly double by 2023. It's one industry that seems impervious to economic ups and downs, and in fact, lipstick sales have experienced growth during periods of increased economic inactivity. So, if you're a bit down, buy yourself a lippy. Our expert this afternoon, we've got Aisha Awad here, esthetician and the managing director of Medico Beauty. So do get in touch if you've got a question on the topic of skincare, could be procedures or more. If you can't get an appointment with a dermatologist, to feel embarrassed to go, or perhaps you want an expert opinion on the brands or indeed routines to get involved in your life, do get in touch. It's 4001. The phone lines are open, 0487155500, and the app, of course, is there for you to use and message for free. Why do you think, Aisha, that lipstick sales go up when times are tough?
It's that little bit of escapism.
A bit of luxury, a bit of escapism.
And where we have, you know, for centuries wanted to improve our appearance. I think even Cleopatra bathed in goat's milk. So, you know, why not? Why not indulge yourself?
And it's not exactly, it's not that big indulgence. It's just a little pick me up. Yeah. Connie is saying, they say collagen is good for hair, skin and nails and youthful skin. How would you recommend getting the right amount of collagen?
So I've looked into this because I've been taking collagen myself for a number of years. And the marine-based collagen is the safest. So it's from fish. You can drink it. And
does it taste like fish?
No, it actually, there's a lovely company called Rejuvenated, which has a product that has clinical evidence. So that's really important with a lot of these skincare items. You know, now we have the evidence to show that it works. You need about 10,000 milligrams on a daily basis. It sounds like a lot, but you just mix up one scoop of powder with water and drink it every day on an empty stomach.
All right, there you go, Connie. Now, you might have noticed from, I'm talking to you, Aisha, not everybody else, I've got a couple of little friends on my face right now. I've got two whacking great spots. I'm thinking about giving them names. What do the position of spots on the face tell us about the root cause? So chin, jawline, forehead. Don't laugh. I can feel them throbbing.
Oh, well, we all have ups and downs with skin.
I'm in a trough.
It's an issue that doesn't stop once, you know, you become an adult. Mm-hmm. I think more and more I'm seeing women that have adult acne, and it is a concern where they take medication, but it's still not making that noticeable change to their skin. So I would say that a lot of us suffer with blemishes that are infections, like just a little bit of pus inside of them. And they're the ones that are often caused by maybe just having a little bit of bacteria on the skin, you know, not cleansing properly. But what often occurs, especially in women, is that we get these hardened cysts that are on our jawline, and these are created by inflammation. So your skin is an organ, it's connected to every other organ in your body. And when you see a spot like that, that doesn't have any pus on it, don't be tempted to squeeze. You're going to be left with a scar.
So, do you watch Dr. Pimple Popper?
I have on occasion been known. I think now my YouTube just fills up with other suggested related material. So yes, it's unfortunate. It's another guilty pleasure
She's
of mine.
She's doing all right out of it though.
Millions.
Naomi's asking, no matter how much water I drink, sleep I have or concealer I use, I always have dark hollows under my eyes. I'm 34 and healthy. Any advice on skincare?
So we can do a number of things to help thicken the skin around the eye area. I would look at using active ingredients, vitamin A again, retinol. It can be used safely around the eyes. It will remodel the skin. It will boost up the collagen levels. It will help to disguise that dark circles. So yeah, go for it. Just get on board with active ingredients.
Raj is saying, I get a lot of ingrown hairs, so I've grown a beard to cover them. They're red and raised and look like spots. Help.
I really feel for men because they can often be embarrassed to go and ask for help. When you are preparing your skin before you shave, that's really essential. And you can use active ingredients again, lactic acid, purified acids, a little bit of salicylic acid as well. It will help to keep infection out of the pore and also prevent that buildup of cellular debris, which causes ingrowing hair in the first place. I found that anti-inflammatory ingredients like chamomile, aloe vera, they work brilliantly to soothe the skin after immediately after shaving.
The Clinic. Free advice right here.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
We're talking skincare between now and five. I'm joined by skincare expert Aisha Awad. She's the managing director of Medico Beauty. Right, do you fancy a quick fire round?
Let's do it.
Get through as many as we can. Do you drink coffee? Is it bad for your skin?
One cup a day in the afternoon after lunch.
That's it?
Yes, less dehydrating and better for your adrenals as well.
Ah, see, learn something new. Right, so you've got a bit of a buzz. You're happy to answer some questions?
I am.
Let's go. Enrique says, male, 42, suffering from blocked pores on my nose, tried squeezing but really hurt, used wife's nose strips but didn't work. Do I need a doctor?
Not yet. I would recommend changing your cleanser and trying one with salicylic acid.
The Clinic. Free advice right here.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
And our expert this afternoon is Aisha Awad, esthetician and the managing director of Medico Beauty. Question here saying, I'm suffering from psoriasis since 2002. After continuous treatments, my skin is losing its texture. Is there medication to keep my skin healthy and remove the patches left after treatment?
So often people are given steroid creams and they're, you know, they do get rid of some of the immediate symptoms, but they have some consequences. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest going for shea butter, jojoba, natural plant-based ingredients that will soothe the skin and give some relief.
And Debbie asking on 40001, 63, love wearing makeup, but lipstick bleeds into the fine lines around my mouth. Probably my fault for smoking. What can I do?
Use vitamin A.
Go get the retinol out.
Yeah, get the retinol out and try some microneedling as well. It's very gentle.
It doesn't sound gentle.
Well, it creates little channels in the skin and this will stimulate growth factors and they rebuild the skin and put the collagen back in. So yeah, even after the age of 30, if you stop producing collagen and elastin, you can use retinol and microneedling to get it back.
No name on this one's come through on 4001 saying, do any anti-wrinkle creams actually work? What active ingredients should I be looking for? I'm 47, worried about fine lines and my neck, using retinol, a glycolic acid cleanser and thinking about a peel or Botox.
So it sounds like she's already in the zone. I think at this stage, you have to start thinking about percentages. You have to start thinking about, are you using your products in a way that benefits you the most? With older women, I find that they lose hormones, so they need phytoestrogens. These are plant-based. DHEA is a great one. You can use it topically on the skin. It will produce a plumping effect. So that might be an additional ingredient to add into what she's doing already. And then, yeah, do consider peels, because if you use ones that are effective, you're going to see notable changes in your skin.
Okay, good to know. Neil saying, please advise my son. He's 15 and has very deep, painful spots on his cheeks, forehead and shoulders. Red and raised. We're scared of acne medication, but getting desperate.
I understand how concerning it can be for any parent to see their child suffer. I would advise that they actually look at his internal well-being. Cutting out dairy has made a significant difference to a number of my male clients of every age. And you can, within 3 weeks, see a lot of those painful cysts reduce. Seek out, go to foodmatters.com. You can get remote consultation with a nutritionist that will create a program that's appropriate for him if he's at school and, you know, unsure of how to get started. There's some really good support now. So it is possible to heal skin through improving gut health and removing some of these inflammatory foods. So don't lose hope.
And I would also say, I feel like acne medication has changed a lot since I was a teenager. So the last 20 years, there was all sorts of awful side effects that seem to be kind of, well, adjusted, as you talked about technology changing so much in skincare. It's obviously been the same in medication as well. So possibly worth a chat with a doctor as well. Cara is asking, I have scarring on my stomach from an operation 6 months ago. It's healed well, but I'd love the scars to fade. What can I use?
So again, on the body, you can use vitamin A, which will help to soften and just flatten that scar if it's raised, if it's a keloid. If you have an older scar, then you can actually do microneedling on the body as well. So it isn't something that you would do personally. You can go to a clinic to have it done, but I've seen incredible results from it. It's just all about how it's applied. So yeah, look into those options.
What about stretch marks? I'm going to pretend that's from a listener, but it's not.
I mean, we all have stretch marks, and even, you know, where the skin changes and it becomes much looser on your knees if you've had a lot of sun exposure, on your chest. And this is where I really enjoy using, you know, active ingredients on the body as well. You can use the same thing, vitamin A and microneedling.
And speaking of the skin, no name on this message. It's coming through on 4001 saying dry skin on the body. GP has suggested coconut oil, then showering and patting it off. My friend has recommended the new bio oil gel. My skin is quite oily on my face, but legs and torso are scaly. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like he has a deficiency in a B complex. So I would just try to look at the internal nutrition first. And then with product, you can obviously try different creams. Shea butter is great, and jojoba. It's just that constant application feels like you're just really, you know, not addressing the root cause of the problem, which is why a lot of the time on the body, you know, vitamin B is a really important nutrient. And you can see these signs and symptoms through your skin if you're lacking in these nutrients. So yeah, try with a vitamin B complex first.
Just very quickly, a message on the topic of psoriasis saying, miss the advice that you gave. So just a really quick recap on the psoriasis advice, please.
So if you've been using steroids and you want some relief for the dryness and the patches that are left afterwards, shea butter and jojoba are plant-based ingredients that will instantly soothe the skin, but not compromise its health.
There we go. Aisha Awad, co-founder and director of Medico Beauty and the Medico Beauty Institute. Where can people find you and indeed find the products that you're talking about?
Well, our website, medicobeauty.com. And I'm also on Instagram as Medico Beauty.
There we go. Thank you so much. Please don't look
Absolute
too closely
pleasure.
At my skin.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.